Let's see if this works. At the far end of town, where the glicker grass grows and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows, and no birds ever sing, especially old crows. It's the sweet of the lifted lorax, and deep in the glicker grass, some people say, if you look deep enough, you can still see today where the lorax once stood, just as long as it could before somebody lift the Lorax away. What was the Lorax? Why was it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere from the far end of town where the glitter grass grows? The old once our still lives here, accent he knows. You won't see the once where, don't knock at his door. He stays in his limkin on top of his store. He stays in his limkin coat under the floor, where he makes his own clothes out of muffler muff and special dunks midnight in August. He peeks out of the shed. Sometimes he speaks and tells how the Lorax was lifted away. Hey, he will tell you, perhaps, if you're willing to play on the end of a rope. He lays down a tin paddle, and you have to tossed in 15 cents and a now and a show of a great, 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 great grandfather snail. Then he pulls the pal and makes a most careful count to see if you paid the proper amount. Then he hides what you pay him away in his secret strange hole in his glove. Then he grunts. I call you by whispering phone for searching. For the secret I tell you, or for your ear alone. Slipping down the whisper phone, your ear and the odor whispers are not very clear since they have to calm down. And he sounds as he has small bees up his nose. Now I'll tell you, he said, with his teeth sounding gray, how the Lorax got lifted and taken away. It all started back such a long, long time back, way back in the days when the grass was still green and the ponds were still wet and the clouds were still clean and the songs of swans rang out in space. One morning, I came to this glorious place. And I first saw the trees, the chestnut trees, the bright, colorful, is it truffles? And chestnut trees, miles after miles, in the fresh morning breeze. And under the tree, I saw a brown bird, but let's fix it about in the bar suits as as the play in. Actually, to check if it's from the ripping loose ponds came to the comfort sound of the humming fish humming while splashing around, but the trees, those terrific trees. All my life I've been searching for trees such as those. The touch of the triffids was much softer than silk, and they had hold the sweet smell of fresh butterfly milk. I felt a great leap of joy in my heart, and I know just what to do. I'll load my cart in no time at all. I have built a small shop, then chopped down a triffid tree with one chop, and with a great skillful skill, and with a great speedy speed, I took the soft triffid and knife a good. Instead, I finished. I heard a zoomp. Look, I saw something popped out of the slumps. A man described him. The hard, that's hard. I didn't know if I can. He was shortish and oldish and brownish and muscly, and he speaks with a voice that was sharpish and bossy. "Mister," he said, with a squintus. I'm gonna mess up a lot of words on this podcast, okay? This ain't for me. I am the little X. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees. For the trees have no tongue. I am asking you, sir, at the top of my lungs. He was very, very upset as he shouted in a puff. What? That thing you were made of, my Trevin test. "Look, little X," I said. "There's no cause for alarm. I chopped just one tree. I'm driving. I am doing no harm. I'm being quite useful. The thing is the dinner, a dinner, a fine something. That's all people need. It's a shirt. It's a stock. It's a glove, it's a hat, but it has other use. Yes, for beyond that. You can use it for a carpet, you can use it for a pillow, for sheets, or curtains, or covers, for bicycle seats." The lag said, "Sir, you are crazy with greed. There is no one on earth who will buy that fool." But the very next minute, I prove he was wrong. For just a minute, a chap came along, and he thought that the thinning I had knitted was great. He was happily bought it for 3 98. What the fuck? Do 98. I laugh at the relax. You poor stupid guy. You never can tell what some people will buy. I repeat and cried. The relax. I speak for the trees. I'm busy, I told you. Shut up. If you please. I rush across the room, and in no time at all, bought a radio phone. I put in a quick call. I called all my brothers and uncles and aunts, and I said, listen here. Here's a wonderful chance for the whole one-sort family to get mighty rich. Get over here fast. Take the road to the north niche. Turn left at Real Hoxon. Sharp right at South Snitch. Is this Snitch? Stitch. And in no time at all, in the factory I bought the whole one-sort family was working for tens. We were all knitting. Is it threads or threads? Just as busy as a bee. The sound of the chopping of the truffle tree. Then, oh baby, how my business did grow. Not chopping one tree at a time. At a time was too slow. So I created an invention, my super axe hackler, which whacked off 4 children's trees at once. Smackler. Who was making threads for 4 times as fast as before. And that little axe didn't show up anymore. But next week, he knocked on my new office door. He snapped, I'm the little ex who speaks for trees. Which you seem to be chopping as fast as you please. But I'm also in charge of Brown Barbalutes who plays in the shelves in there. Barbalut suits and happily live eating truffle waffle fruits. No, thanks for you hackling. Thanks to your hackling, my choose to get grown. There's not enough Chaffalette's roots to grow around. And my poor Brabaloots are all getting the Krampus, yeah. Because they have gas and no food in their tummies. They love living here, but I can't let them stay. They have to find food. And I have that. They may. Good luck, boys, he cried, and sent them away. The Windler felt sad as I watched them all grow. But business is business, and business must grow. Regardless of the Krampus, is it in the tummies, you know. I meant no harm. I mostly truly did not. But I had to grow bigger. So bigger I got. I biggered my factory. I biggered my road. I biggered my wagon. I biggered the loads of the duds. I shipped out. I was shipping them forth to south, to east, to the west, to the north, right on bigger, sawing my threads, and the bigger my money, which everyone needs. Then again, he came back, and I fixed some pipes, and the old Narson Lorax came back with more grips. I am the Morax, he coughed, and he whispered. He snored and sniffed. He sneezed and sniffed. Struggled. He sniffed. Once a letter, he cried with a. Carfless croak once a winner. You make such. That's it. Hope the special someone actually likes this podcast I dedicated for them. I'm Marvin and we out here. There you go.